the pineapple and the bee. The pineapples in triple row were basking hot and all in blow. A bee of most discerning taste perceived the fragrance as he passed. On eager wing the spoiler came and searched for crannies in the frame. Urged his attempt on every side, to every pane his trunk applied, but still in vain the frame was tight and only pervious to the light. Thus, having wasted half the day, he trimmed his flight another way. Methinks, I said, in thee I find the sin and madness of mankind. To joys forbidden man aspires, consumes his soul with vain desires. Folly the spring of his pursuit, and disappointment all the fruit. While Cynthia ogles as she passes the nymph between two chariot glasses, she is the pineapple and he the silly and successful bee. The maid who views with pensive air the show glass fraught with glittering ware, sees watches, bracelets, rings and lockets, but sighs at thought of empty pockets. Like thine, her appetite is keen, but ah, the cruel glass between. Our dear delights are often such, exposed to view but not to touch. The sight of foolish heart inflames, we long for pineapples and frames. With hopeless wish one looks and lingers, one breaks the glass and cuts his fingers. But they, whom truth and wisdom lead, can gather honey from a weed. William Cowper. A human being is composed of spirit and matter. His material components are his body, mind and intellect. His spiritual core is the supreme self, Atman. The self remains ever the same, eternal, changeless, whereas the material equipments are in a flux of change. The body changes, so do its perceptions. The mind changes along with its emotions. The intellect and its thoughts change too. These equipments make perennial demands from the world, which itself is constantly changing. Since both sides are in motion, their contact must necessarily cause friction, frustration. How then can there be any stability, harmony in their interaction, any peace and happiness in the world? Thus it is your body, mind and intellect that do not meet their demands and suffer. That is no reason for you to suffer. Yet you do because of your identification with these equipments. Identification with an object of being is a result of constant thought and feeling towards it. As you think, so you become is a law of life. Thus, when you constantly think of, feel for the body, you identify with it, you become one with it. You believe you are the body. Thereafter, whatever happens to your body happens to you. So when your body is warm, you say, I am warm. And when your body is cold, you say, I am cold. Similarly, you identify with the mind and become one with it. And when your mind is happy, you say, I am happy. When it is unhappy, you say, I am unhappy. Again, identifying with the intellect, you say, I am brilliant, I am dull, when your intellect is brilliant or dull. The body is bound to be affected by the heat or cold of the world outside. So is the mind affected by joy and sorrow, the intellect by honor or dishonor. But your self within is immaculate. It remains ever unaffected by the attraction or repulsion of the changing world. If the world is compared to a magnet, the material equipments would be metal pieces and the self a wooden piece. The magnet attracts metal pieces. Metal sticks to the magnet, but the magnet does not attract the wooden piece. Wood does not stick to the magnet. If, however, the metal and wooden pieces are bound together, the magnet would attract the combination. The combination sticks to it. Nevertheless, the wooden piece in the combination is free. It appears to be influenced, affected by the magnet because of its identification, bondage with the metal piece. Yourself is supreme, unaffected by the world. You are the self. The body, mind, and intellect are mere vestures. You do not realize that and become bound to them. Due to your attachment to these material components, you suffer the persecutions of the external world. The way to get out of your self-inflicted ordeal in life is to shift your focus of attention from the material layers of the personality to the inner core self, Atman. You have hypnotized yourself to become the body, mind, and intellect. Now reverse the process. Dehypnotize yourself by asserting your inner self. Understand you are the self. Reflect upon it. Try to remember it in all your transactions of life. Assert yourself while you perceive or act with the body, while you feel with your mind, think with your intellect. Never lose sight of the self. Thus gradually you will gain identification with your real self, become the self, regain your infinite being, reach the abode of absolute peace and bliss.